This is Rod Peterson on Demand. No!
Listen, I know that I'm a stickler for details. I come from the old school, learn it from my dad, and I know our next guest, Bill Chow, is from the old school. I've heard in past places that I've worked that I wasn't that well-liked, because guess what? I held people accountable. And also, guess what? We won!
How about that?
Details, details, details. Details win, details lose. Are you winning now?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
G'day, Canada. Welcome. And Canadian sports fans around the globe, welcome to the RP Show. We are live on Game Plus TV Network in over 1.2 million homes across North America and growing. The very swarthy, handsome young man to my right, your left, is John Frenzy, Hall of Fame Saskatchewan Rough Riders broadcaster. How are you, Frenzy?
I'm great, Rod. Really great.
These Friday Flame Tech football appearances are brought to you by Wheaton Kia with John Frenzy. The producer is talking to me in my ear, Lynch, and asking me to ask you to pull your mic in closer to your mouth, please. You're new around those microphones, right?
Right.
They're new to you?
No, not really.
Fridays are reserved for the gridiron here on the RP Show, and we've been cooking with gas. In hour one, because this is hour two of the program, we were talking about the Canadian Football League, and Mike Kelly joined us from Bathtub Beach, Florida. That's a real place. Look it up. He was the quarterback's coach, assistant coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was in personnel with the Washington Redskins. Head coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Offensive coordinator of the Edmonton Eskimos. And Mike Kelly agreed with John Frenzy, his scoop that Lynch came up with, that the CFL will be going to cap quarterback salaries as soon as possible. Lynch is saying maybe not in time for 2021, but to $300,000 per quarterback.
Yeah.
Nothing higher than that. Mike Kelly said he's in favor of $250,000. This is something that I've been purporting for quite some time. Fixed costs at the salary position. And so anyways, we'll get into this. Tory Gurley will be joining us here as we preview the week in the National Football League and get Tory's tips for Wheaton Kia NFL fantasy advice. But let's just put it this way. We've jumped into the deep end here on a Flame Tech Football Friday. But Director Jordan, can we please hit the Quick Six Show Topics? Quick Six Show Topics. Here we go. And people are already chiming in with their take on what we've just talked about. Number one, though, in the world of sports, New York Rangers have denied Alexi Lafreniere playing for Team Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championship. We told you a couple of months ago it was going to happen. People said, no, Rod, you're wrong. And here we are. That tends to happen a lot.
Why'd they do it?
Because he got to play last year. He was the MVP of the tournament. There's too much uncertainty around this year's tournament. And Lynch, he's a number one overall pick. He's skating with their prospects in New York. I think Ryan New York right now, they're like, let's just not screw around with sending him into Canada. He's not going.
Okay.
And he had the World Juniors experience of playing last year. It's a no win for Alexi Lafreniere. Point two, two Western Hockey League general managers told me yesterday that they are playing. One of them told me he's not quite sure what it's going to look like, but they're playing. There are several options for the Western Hockey League to play beginning January 8th.
What do you mean he doesn't know what they're going to look like?
They don't, because things are going to change a lot. That's still over a month away.
You mean on the ice or in the player's dress or what?
No, they don't know what it's going to look like. It's a phrase now, Lynch.
Oh,
what'll that look like?
Pardon me.
It's a phrase. And that is not Pat's general manager, John Paddock. He'd be the third. He said yesterday in a Zoom call with the media that they expect to play January 8th. So again, we are fingers crossed. Point three, let's cut to the chase. My NHL source says it'll be a 48-game NHL regular season beginning on or around February 1st. So please remember that on this Friday, December 4th, Rod said that.
It's not bad.
Because Frank Cervelli from TSN saying it's going to be a 58-game season beginning January 15th. And then Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman jumped on that and concurred with it. But Frank Cervelli's the one that said that I was wrong when I said Ken Holland will be the next general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. And how did that turn out?
Yeah.
So let's remember,
right.
48 games beginning on or around February 1st for the NHL. They're playing, folks. And now it's up to the players and the coaches to figure it out. 2.4, what questions might you have for the CFL right now? what Darren Dupont is sitting off on the casting couch over there. And his question was, are you playing? And if you can't answer it, don't bother with any other questions.
There's only one question that Darren Dupont right on. Are you playing?
He nailed it. My question is this. Are you going to put a cap on business operations? Because you got a cap on the players. You got a cap on the coaches. Are you putting a cap on the people that work upstairs? That's what I want to know.
You've got to.
And what was yours?
How about tickets? What about tickets? Are they paid? Do the tickets go down in price? If the salaries go down for the quarterbacks and the players in the key positions, do the equivalent is there equivalent reduction in season ticket prices? And I don't think there will be.
I don't think there needs to be. I mean, I was on TSN 1290 Winnipeg this morning and with Troy Westwood and Jim Toth. We were talking about this, and I said, I don't have a problem with the CFL ticket prices. In an ideal world, I'd like to see it lower, but I don't think it's too high. Season tickets are $800 to $1,000. That's not bad, I don't think, at all. NHL, completely outrageous, but not the Canadian Football League. So I think you keep the ticket prices the same, you lower the salaries, you might actually have a little more money left over. What do you got? He raised his hand.
No, what about the guy who has the great year? He's getting $300,000, the quarterback is, has a sensational year. Wants an increase.
You're not getting an increase. You're capped.
Boy.
We're living in a communist socialist world, Lynch. Have you not figured that out?
Well, it's...
It's true.
Hill might be right, but I don't know. I can't see it going over very smoothly. I know what they're trying to do. It's right what they're trying to do, but it's going to be tough to get it put through peacefully. Smoothly, let's put it that way.
Hall of Fame Canadian Football League broadcaster John Lynch right here with his take on that. Can we put the comment up from Chris Bird, who's watching in the six? He says, resetting the salaries in the CFL is only part of the task. Mike Kelly correctly stated that it is key that the players the teams want to keep get set up with good off-season employment.
That's really
well,
a
for
good
sure,
point.
A lot of these guys don't want to work a second job, and I'm sorry, guys, you're going to have to. That's what this league was built on, and it's not changing. I appreciate everybody chiming in, but we're getting a little off track, so let's bring it back here in the warm-up for Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons Sports Palace. You're home for the National Football League. Point five, Edmonton team name. On Thursday's show, it was the hottest topic. I can't believe how much you people care about the Edmonton team name. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good that you do.
But that one we came up with fits beautifully.
Yeah, and hang on. We'll get to that. We've started a bracket. Okay, the bracket challenge is actually right here. Can you put it on the full sheet, full camera, guys? That's our bracket challenge. DuPont came up with it. So yesterday, on our Instagram, you can follow our Instagram at the Rod Peterson Show. You can vote on there on this story, and the bracket began with the Empire and the Eggs. Vote on one or the other. Empire won in a landslide. But can you believe 30% of people voted for Eggs?
Oh, I'd like to meet some people who voted for the Eggs. Edmonton Eggs. you got to be serious.
So Empire moves on in the bracket. And then the other one is the Elk and the Element. They're going head-to-head, and people are voting on the Elk and the Element. I voted for Elk. And in the absence of Empire, I don't mind Elk. I'm starting to get Elk. I like it.
Elk's going to win, I think. Good choice. Very appropriate.
Overall, you think it's going to... For Northern
Alberta, overall, great.
I think the logo possibilities, the mascot possibilities, everything is endless for Edmonton Elk.
Countryside, then get a shot of some Elks. Players with the Elks, see?
Exactly. Yeah. They could be sponsored by the Elks.
Right.
Stay off the train tracks, for the love of God. Did you see the news last night?
I sure did. That's terrible. It's so sad.
All these pronghorns run over by a train west of Maple Creek. They've opened an investigation into this.
Shouldn't have happened.
Go talk to the wildlife people. It happens all the time.
I know.
Anyways, and point six, which we'll be getting into more with our NFL insider, Torrey Gurley, coming up. Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns alum, and a former Toronto Argonaut, too. Lynch, you and I haven't talked a lot about this, is NFL topics. Like, for instance, my number one thing for Torrey is Antonio Brown's played three games for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Where's he been?
One game, he got three passes, and that's it.
He hasn't scored a touchdown.
No, that's another thing.
And
I question bringing him on, you know. He's such a...
He's a talent.
Yeah, he's a talent, but he's a problem. And there's some good receivers on that team. I wonder how they feel about it. They say that Steve Spence and Gruszynski are okay with that. But I what else?
Gronkowski.
Gronkowski, should say. What else are they going to say?
I know, but I think I'm a little jaded after all my years of seeing coaches stand at a podium and say one thing and then leave the room and say something 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to believe. But to see this business that's going on between Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Buccaneers, and Tom Brady, hurts my heart. I thought these guys could get along. And you're thinking that Tom Brady might not be the easiest guy to coach. That's what you told me in
the
car.
Well, he's a winner. Tom Brady's brilliant. He's a winner all the way.
So is Arians.
Well, Arians isn't as brilliant as Tom Brady. And I think Tom has to come down to get to Arians' level to get some things straightened out. And I don't know how much football knowledge Arians actually has because, well, he was the coach of the Cardinals for 3 years. Then out of it, retired. And then came back to Tampa Bay.
Wasn't Arians the... No, he wasn't the coach when they went to the Super Bowl. But he was the coach when they went to the conference final.
Right.
I know that. So NFL topics. We'll get into that with Torrey Gurley coming up in our next segment. But back to this CFL thing, because we save Fridays for the gridiron here on Flame Tech Football Friday. Wayne in Victoria says, even if the CFL recovered to where the league is making money, they should keep a player's salary cap in place. If they want to survive, they have to control costs. Frankly, I see no other way. And to say it one more time, maybe you just switched your television on. John, well, you say it, man. You're the guest here. What you heard last night.
That the league, from a fellow we met at Nicky's, had a great meal there, by the way, said that he knows from talking to one of the writer executive, that the league as a whole wants everybody in place by next year, or by 22, at a fixed salary. And the fixed salary for the quarterbacks would be $300,000. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. Won't work. You'll get some $300,000 quarterbacks, no question about that. We can get 10 today. But they won't be that good as the ones out there now. And we took it from there. I think it'd be a disaster. But it probably might happen, but it's going to be awful tough to sell. You heard Mike Kelly, for listening, on with us earlier. He was great when he talked about it, but he agrees it'd be very difficult selling it to the person, the player. You have to just say, take it or leave it.
Yeah, but John, have you not had those discussions with employers? Because I have. I've had opportunities in other markets across this country. I walked into my boss's office and said, can I get a raise here or else, you know, I could leave? And he said, you're capped. It's not going higher. So if you want to leave, leave. And I didn't leave. Have you?
Yeah, but
quit pushing the microphone away.
But I have. But I'm saying I don't think it'll go that smoothly. But you got to make sure that the guys you want to stay, stay. The quarterback's the key guy. You can't lose the quarterback. The fans will go nuts. The fans will not be very happy about this if we lose some good players because of this cutback.
And the owners will say it's temporary. They'll get over it. That's what they always say.
And the fans will come no matter what? Well, the fans will not come no matter what. They're not stupid, particularly in this place. I think it'll take 2 or 3 years of adjustment.
Yeah, well, okay. So John in Winnipeg's watching. John, he says, I would like to see the XFL salary structure numbers. Can't be the same as the XFL because they're paying quarterbacks $500,000. That would be a raise for most CFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So the structure's fine, but different numbers. Nelson Hakowicz, our VP of Sim Events, says, is the MLSE investment / takeover still a possibility? If they get an injection from MLSE, the CFL is on the field in 2021. Now we're getting somewhere. So my many sources in Toronto, some within MLSE and some outside MLSE, say MLSE, which is the company that owns the Raptors and the Leafs and Toronto FC and the Argonauts and the stadiums, looked at their own bank account and went, whoa, they haven't made any money in coming up on a year. So that needs to be stabilized. But I can tell you right now, the CFL franchise values continue to go down and down and down and down. That's a fact. So the longer they wait, these CFL franchises, in some cases, can be had for close to nothing. Sorry to say.
One thing we have to realize, we're in beautiful old Regina here. Supposed to have had the Grey Cup this year, couldn't because of what happened. We're scheduled now to have that Grey Cup next year, 2022. If we can't play this year and don't have the league going this year, things are going to be awful tough.
They're already awful tough.
Well, I've got experts telling me you miss 1 year, you can pick it, but you can keep it together. But if you miss 2 years, you put yourself in a real hole.
Okay, well, 2 points, and remind me about Leo Ezrin's, okay? That's my second point. But my first point is this. Dr. Bonnie Henry, BC's top doctor, saying yesterday, and listen, I don't know her. I don't have anything against her. I don't like how her restrictions on COVID, what they've done to sports, but it's not personal. I just don't like what's happened to sports. Maybe she knows what she's doing. I would hope so. That's the job she has. And I trust what she says. And she came out yesterday and said, widespread vaccination, general distribution to the general public will begin, she feels, Labor Day of next year. So if you all want your vaccination in a needle, beginning Labor Day of next year, you'll be able to get one. And that lineup that'll stretch across the country will take 3 months to give everybody a vaccination that wants one. So at the absolute best case scenario, you've got fans in stadiums, maybe by Labor Day weekend of next year. So the CFL's not starting with fans.
How many
fans? So I'm
going to
say I'm not done. And point two, Leo Ezrin's, he is the executive director of the CFL Alumni Association. He started watching the tail end of hour one, and he missed this. So I'm going to say this again, Leo, who lives in Hamilton and watches on Cogeco Cable down there on Game Plus. Somebody suggested a CFL Alumni of the Year in the National Football League. So it could be Alex Singleton, it could be Derek Moncrief, it could be Sam McGuavin, Dion Lacy. There's a lot of guys. Sergio Castillo. And I think it's a hell of an idea. And it came from viewer DG in Saskatoon. A CFL alumni in the NFL. Yearly award. Let's do it, Leo. Great pub for the Canadian Football League Alumni Association. We need to pause and bring in Tori. So get your NFL questions ready, folks. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday, and we got a lot on the go today. You're watching on Game Plus TV across North America and over 1.2 million homes on Facebook Live and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Flame Tech Football Friday continues just ahead of Tori Gurley. Here's the story, by the way, because there's some conjecture from our viewers on this story. Here it is from the Canadian Press. BC's provincial health officer says officials aim to roll out the COVID-19 vaccine to everyone by September. Dr. Bonnie Henry says the first seniors at long-term care homes and hospitals should be vaccinated in early January. Others could start to receive doses in April. September is the goal, but Henry expects that everyone who wants a vaccine should get one by the end of next year. So I've rolled out how I took that. Some people are taking that differently. I guess we'll see. You ready to talk NFL, Frenzy?
Sure am.
All right. John Frenzy's Friday's appearance are brought to you by Wheaton Kia. You can find them in North Regina at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst. And the same thing goes for Tori Gurley, our NFL insider with Tori's tips. And we'll get to those in a minute. Let's bring him in. They tell me that he is in the car in downtown Toronto. It must be cold there. How you doing, Tori?
It's cold, it's snowing, and it seemed like everybody's Christmas shopping at the same time.
Where are you going Christmas shopping in Toronto? Where are you going?
Currently, I'm at the Home Depot. There are some things I got to pick up so we can do a little renovations or whatever, and hopefully I can find some tools or something for my father-in-law to make him happy.
All right, sounds good. Well, hopefully he's not watching.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, you don't want to let that out of the bag. Well, tell him.
I'm not started, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Tori, You're looking great. The video's chopping up a little bit, but I think that we can get through this.
Oh, he looks terrific.
Yeah, I said he looks great. The video's just a little choppy. He always looks great. So do you, Lynch. But
I agree.
We got several NFL topics for you. My first is Antonio Brown. I feel he's been a disappointment in Tampa Bay since showing up there 3 weeks ago. How do you feel about his performance?
Yeah, it hasn't been star-studded like we thought. Obviously, he's been out of football for a year, and I think it's a lot of pressure on Tom Brady and not in Tom. There are so many weapons they have on the perimeter to where you're almost doing the team a disservice if you're just trying to get Antonio up to speed. So if I was Tom, I would continue to just take it one play at a time and just throw the ball to the open guy. And if it's Antonio one game, then so be it. If it's Mike Evans, so be it. But stop trying to, I guess, make everyone happy, because at the end of the day, it's all about winning.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and says, where's your mask, Torrey? It's not like it's a Rider jersey. Hey, Jeff, he's got it with him. He's alone, and he's 6 feet from anybody else. So stop shaming people! By the way, now you can take it down so we can actually interview you. Thank you, Torrey. I appreciate it. Oh, the mask police are out today. Anyways, just Lynch has a million questions. But for you, what about this relationship between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady? People are sniffing that it's not a good one. What are you seeing and thinking?
Yeah, that's definitely not a good relationship. You know, I'd rather have a coach that privately and constructively criticize me instead of publicly throwing me under the bus. That's something that I don't think in any profession it is good. You know, I think it's extremely toxic, and I can't imagine playing for someone like that, because now it's already hard enough if you're playing against the opposing team, but now you might feel like you're also playing against your coach and trying to prove him right instead of you guys being on the same page and ultimately trying to win games together, because it truly takes a team.
I got to talk to you again about Carson Wentz. I mean, I watch him in Philadelphia. He's a pretty good quarterback. He won a Super Bowl for this team 2 years ago. He was in a Eastern Final last year. I don't get this Philadelphia insanity, because he's had a bad year, but they've got some injuries. A lot of things have happened. Not really, not much as his problem, but my God, those fans out there and in Philadelphia are vicious almost, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a tough place. I mean, this is the same Philadelphia that won Super Bowl 3 years ago, and those fans are just hungry for that success again. And they think it's easy to replicate, but that truly was a special season. You know, when you had Carson Wentz to play like an MVP, and when he went down with the injury, Nick Foles stepped in, and it was a storybook ending. And winning is extremely tough in any sport, but especially in football, because you have so much turnover. You have a lot of guys that contracts expire, or they want to make more money, or free agency. And that's why you might not ever get back to that Super Bowl.
Now the video's chopping up a little bit, but I think we can continue. Let's get to the Torrey's tips, if you don't mind, for Wheaton Kia. Do they have them in front of you? Do you have them in front of you for FanDuel this week in Wheaton Kia, Torrey?
I have them right here.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, so we're going to go. Obviously, Aaron is on fire. If Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing the way he was, Aaron Rodgers would be the MVP of the season, but it looked like Patrick Mahomes is the lead dog in that situation. Latavius Murray, running back of the Saints, he's been getting a lot of carries in the goal line. Old but great Adrian Peterson, man. This guy is still chugging along. I think with the Lions, as bad as they are, he's the only bright spot. Devontae Adams, he and Aaron Rodgers, they're on a tear right now. So I'm always trying to combine a receiver and a quarterback, and I think this duo will be great. David Moore is another receiver that plays with Russell Wilson, and he's getting a lot of deep balls, especially with all eyes being on DK Metcalf. This guy's been putting up some big numbers. He's been flying under the radar. And next we have Woods, wide receivers. This guy just gets the ball type of way, from jet sweeps to slants to go patterns. He's Mr. Everything for the Rams. Trey Burton, I'm gonna give him a shot. You know, he's the first time that I've went with a Colts offensive skill player. But I think the way Phillip Rivers has been spinning the ball around to his teammates, I think this is a bit, I think weak for Trey Burton. And last but not least, my flex would be Nick Chubb. You know, this guy's a stud at running back. The Browns continue to run the football at a high clip, and this guy is getting yards and getting touchdowns. And I'm going to go with the New England Patriots defense this week. They're going against Justin Herbert. It's his first time going against not Tom Brady. First time going against Bill Belichick. And you know it's going to be a headache for him. I think Bill is going to make it extremely difficult for him to read the field, and it's going to play into the advantage of the Patriots. So that's Torrey's tips for this week.
How about Aaron Rodgers there? 33 touchdown passes, 5 games to go. What's his chances of getting to that magic 50 number, do you think?
Oh, did he freeze? Do you got that, Torrey? Did you hear his question?
I hope he gets it, but if he doesn't, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. We got to say bye-bye, Torrey. Yeah, we lost the feed there, and that's unfortunate as he sits in the parking lot of Home Depot on his way to get his Christmas shopping done. We won't tell you for who, but Torrey's tips are for Wheat and Kia. And by the way, you can follow them on our Instagram account, our Facebook page, and our Twitter as well. But our poll question, as we're sitting here, why don't we bring that up for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center? Who will be the MVP in the NFL this year? I'm not sure how the guys exactly worded it, because Clark posted it to Facebook. But your options are Patrick Mahomes or anybody else. And on Facebook, I see 72% of respondents saying it will be Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And what's interesting about that is, Frenzy, that would look like a runaway win for Mahomes, right?
Yep.
I'm not certain that it's a runaway for Patrick Mahomes in the voting. There's a lot of football left. Yes, he's been great. You got an 11-0 Pittsburgh Steelers team who, I guess, what are you going to say, Ben Roethlisberger is the MVP? Because he's not. That's a true team effort there. But who would be Mahomes' competition?
33 passes, 33 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers right now, and I think he's going to have at least 10 more. He's going to come close to 50, and I think that's an NFL record right now held by Peyton Manning. So it's going to be interesting to see.
I'm sorry. I can't believe the amount of people that are in on this Edmonton team name thing. You know Alan Hordell.
Oh, L. Hordell, definitely. He's the guy that should make the decision. Absolutely correct. L. Hordell makes the decision.
He writes in and says, I love the elk. We're talking about the team name for Edmonton. He says, I'm making my banner now. There's a train on my banner. Listen, you're on to something, Edmonton. If you've got the other team's fans trolling you already, and you haven't even named the team name yet, like, how are you going to troll the Empire, or the Extreme, or the Escargot?
Or the Eggs.
Or the Eggs. It's going to be the Elk, and I love it.
And the Eggs.
You can clap, Joe. Clap, Joe. He loves. We got his live studio audience here.
You like Elk? Joe likes Elk. You like Elk? He does.
You like Elk? I think we found the winner.
Edmonton Elk. I'll be very surprised and disappointed if it isn't the Elk, because I don't think there's any name even close to being better.
Well, you said the Green Golds.
Yeah, but I'm wrong. It was my idea. No, Elk is just perfect, right?
Yes. The Edmonton Elk, I'm just, like we've all said, you're starting to get images of those Northern Alberta Elk. The logo would be beautiful.
What about them running down the road, though? Will that be bad, particularly after what's happened this last week?
That's their problem, not ours.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, man, we're going off the tracks today. There is a poll up on our Instagram, and you can follow our feed at The Rod Peterson Show and vote. We've got a bracket. As a matter of fact, Lynch, can you hand me the bracket from the front of the desk? Can you go to the wide shot, guys?
Thank you.
DuPont came up with this. So by Christmas, we should have this figured out, okay? So the bracket is Empire and the Eggs, and yesterday the Empire won. So they've moved on in the bracket. And the Elk and the Element, and the Elk won.
Yep.
The other names are the Eagles and the Escargot, the Energy and the Rush, The Edge and the Explorers, the Elite and Football Club, if we just keep it that, Edmonton Football Club, the Express and the Bears, and the Extreme and the Evolution. So we'll have this thing finished by Christmas.
A guy has got Russia there. I thought you couldn't have a hat to start with an E.
No, it doesn't have to. We have the Bears, and I think that's probably what's going to happen. How many donuts you eating over there, Joe? He's on his second donut. What the hell? It's Christmas.
That's a great show. We're going for lunch.
Jeff,
soon.
The Stamps fan, says, the Edmonton everything. You know, it's funny how the Esks rivals, sorry to use the old term, but are having as much fun with this as the Edmonton fans.
Yeah.
You've noticed, eh?
I don't like that.
Randy Nickel is watching in Cochrane, Alberta. You know his dad, Jack Nickel.
Yep, sure do.
He says, Russell Wilson should get MVP consideration.
He should.
That's the point. We got a lot of football to go here.
He should get consideration, serious consideration. He deserved it about three times in the last 7 years and never gets it for some reason. You'd think there was something against him. The voters didn't like him for some reason because he is a terrific quarterback. And look what he's done for the Seattle Seahawks, eh?
You know, well, who barely got by the Eagles the other night, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, these are some tight games, and that's a good thing. I mean, a lot of these games have been largely unpredictable in the National Football League. What did you think about the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game the other day? I assume you watched that afternoon matinee.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh came through when they had to. I mean, I thought the quarterback there is having a great year.
Yeah. Hey,
43 years old. He's a candidate for MVP, really. They're 11 and zip.
It would be hard not to have him in the conversation.
They are a serious candidate. They go 16-0, and that'll be quite something.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the CFL Alumni Association Award for the CFL Alum of the Year in the NFL? That might be a fun award to hand
out. Yeah, I think it would be a fun award. What would it do for us? It'd give us notoriety.
Sure.
I think it's a good idea, quite frankly. They got a lot of good Canadian kids playing in that league now. And more to come.
No. This is not Canadian kids. This is not an award that Chase Claypool would win because he never played in the CFL. This is for former CFLers in the NFL.
Well, that's Singleton then.
Alex Singleton would probably win it based on what your criteria are.
Now, you can win it only once, right?
Not necessarily. No, he's a multiple winner of the CFL Alumni Award in the NFL. Yeah, so it could be a lot of guys. I think it's a hell of an idea.
I do, too.
And that came from DG in Saskatoon. By the way, the Bills fans have woken up. Jacques in Ottawa says, Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills Mafia. Joe Lazito, watching on Long Island, he says, while we're throwing out possible MVPs, I'd be remiss if I didn't throw Josh Allen out there. Mm-hmm. Hashtag go Bills.
He's had a good year.
The Bills are so big in Ontario and obviously New York State.
Yeah. And having a great year, too.
They are. And you know what? They've been through a lot of muck.
They sure have.
Those guys. So I'm kind of pulling for the Bills. Lynch, that's it. We're out of time. Any last word for you today?
No, it's been a great day. I mean, I think it's realistic what we talked about. That dollar thing is going to be very, very serious. I hope we have football this year. Oh, my gosh.
In the CFL.
We've got to have it. We got to have it here, for sure. That Grey Cup coming here next year.
Yep.
And a new mayor, she should help get it for us, right?
Absolutely. And she's building us a pool, too.
How about that?
We need to step back. John Frenzy, everybody, the Don Cherry of football, right? You take that as a compliment, right?
Right, I certainly do.
Yep. Sports update coming up. And also, viewer takeover as Dupes will rejoin us here in the bunker. It is a flame tech. Undo your headphones, please. It is a flame tech. Football Friday, you're watching on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. What a day. Man, I love talking sports in the daytime. How about you, Dupes?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Life's good today.
Oh, great. This is perfect.
What?
because I've set a 48-game NHL regular season, and because Pierre LeBrun's saying 58, and Frank Saravelli and Elliot Friedman, one of our P1s, Todd Pinckney, regular, says, I'm sticking on 48 games. And I understand, you see it on TSN, so it must be right. He wants to bet lunch on that.
He wants to bet on everything.
Yeah, you might have a betting problem, Pinks.
But he wins.
Mind you, you won $10,000 from Dark Horse. So just because you see it printed on the interweb doesn't mean it's true. Newsflash. So, yeah, I'll take that bet with anybody that it's going to be 48 games beginning on or around February 1st. Because, look, it's cool. I like those guys on those national networks. But there's a little more to what they're doing than you know. And where's that noise coming from? Is that from the TV in the lobby?
Door is open.
Of course, those guys left the door open. My God, you think it was a friggin' frat house
born
around
in a barn,
here.
Right?
Do you want to go? Would you mind? Say?
I'll get it.
So we do have some breaking news here. The Brandon Wheat Kings have added two coaches to their staff for the upcoming Western Hockey League season. Todd Miller will join head coach Don McGilvery on the bench as an assistant coach, and Daniel Johnston will be stepping into the role of video coach, a first in franchise history. So the Wheat Kings are adding to their staff. I'm sorry if I'm coming across a little annoyed, but it's like sometimes it gets a little much. I saw it on the news, so it's true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Team Canada had been holding out hope that Alexis Lafreniere would be able to return for the 2021 World Junior Hockey Championship. That hope has been dashed. The New York Rangers say they will not release the 2020 World Junior MVP to Canada for a chance at a second straight gold medal. The second round of the PGA Tour's Mayakoba Golf Classic goes today in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. It sounds as great as it sounds. It is as great as it sounds. Michael, have you been down there?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll be doing live shows from there one day.
Yeah, we will.
Michael Gligich of Burlington, Ontario, is part of a large group tied for fifth at four under par. Scotland's Russell Knox leads heading into today's round at six under. England's Charlie Hull is the leader heading into today's second round of the LPGA's Volunteers of America Classic. Hull fought through cold and windy conditions in North Texas to take the first round lead. She shot 3 under 69. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua and Regina. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, where today it's Fish Friday. It's so amazing. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, RP Show viewers get 20% off with promo code RP Show. Get yours now at g2gbars.ca. Just keep them away from me, okay? I've had enough. It's Friday. I don't want to argue with people. I'm staying out of it. I'm saying 48 games. I'm not interested in listening to what anybody has to say. How about Lynch's contention that the CFL is moving to a quarterback cap on salaries? Did you... You were on the phone through much of the show.
Much
did you
of it,
hear
but
it?
I kind of caught that. You know, he wants the cap. He doesn't think they should be paid, right? That's where he was going? Or he wants them
what
to be paid
he
more.
Heard from a connection close to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders executive is that the CFL is moving towards capped quarterback salaries at $300,000 per season beginning in 2022.
Yeah.
So,
and that's fine if you're trying to control your expenses and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're just trying to control expenses, don't limit it to the players, because there's a lot of expenses throughout the organization, business management. It should all be capped. But I will tell you this. The best of the best, the youngest and brightest, the ones with the most potential, have no interest in going to a situation where they see the ceiling. They have no interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not human nature. So you're not going to get players coming to the CFL. The best players won't want to come to the CFL.
But where are they
going
to go?
If they see it capped.
Where will they really
go? They'll play for The Rock in the XFL.
Okay.
Because they see a better, maybe a faster way to the NFL, right? They'll go take their chance to the NFL. Now, the veterans who are a little bit older, and there's no realistic NFL dream. I know Mike Riley, Bo Levi have that outside shot, and they're very talented, and they could go play in the NFL, but the NFL is not looking for the older quarterbacks. Those guys would come to the Canadian Football League and love it. and they do really well, and they make their $300K, and they'd be super successful. But the young guys, you're not going to get the young hotshot quarterbacks that get passed over in the NFL. They're going to stay somewhere, play down there in some other league where they have an opportunity to be seen, I think. Nobody wants to be in a place where they have the ceiling. And even if the ceiling exists, they just don't want it to be public. They want to think, maybe I can break through. Maybe I can make $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, right? The salaries might never get there.
Well, the problem is not the players, and it's never been the players. I've said this so many times for those that have been around this league a long time. The owners are the problem, and that's why I have very little faith in them figuring this out anytime soon, because of we kind of thought there was a rough cap around $500,000 per season. Zach Collaros was making that. Bo Levi was making that. I think Riley in Edmonton was making that. And then BC just puts that $750,000 offer on the table for Mike Riley. What else is he going to do? And how did that work out? They missed the playoffs with him. They finished in last place. GM lost his job. And what are you doing, David Braley? What are you doing, Ed Hervey? You guys are the problem. How do you blame Mike Riley or the agent?
You can't. Now, if they win, it's a good move. Worth it, right? And they won later on in the season, you know, but to take that money and put it with an inexperienced head coach and everything that went wrong. But if I'm a young player in the United States, I think, okay, the chances of the NFL are small, but I'm still dreaming of the NFL. I can get there. But man, I can make $750,000 playing in Canada?
Yeah.
I believe I can go there and get to that level. So it does show the younger players that it's possible. Even if it's rare, at least it's possible. And it gets you excited that, hey, I can bet on myself a little bit to be worth that kind of money.
I don't think we're done on this topic yet. So let's break and come back with Viewer Takeover, the face-off.
Yes.
On whether this is going to work or not. Why not throw the logo up there right now for the Mad Greek and Ultimate Fan Zone? Because we'll be facing off when we come back. And the business of the week. So hang on. A lot of exciting things are coming up in overtime next. Here we are watching the RP show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
I'm here. Folks, Dupes just reminded me, please vote in our Instagram bracket poll on our Instagram page at The Rod Peterson Show. It looks like the Edmonton Empire and the Edmonton Elk are moving on.
I got to fill that in.
To round. So. Yes, you do.
Well, I can do it now if you want.
There you go.
So it's in our Instagram story.
Let's do business of the week because I'm going there right as soon as we're done. While he fills that out, for Direct West and MySask 411, use the MySask app as we connect businesses to people and people to businesses in Saskatchewan. It is Hobo Donuts. Jimmy Schimmel is the Canadian dream. Guy started with a pop-up shop selling donuts like crazy. Now he's opened his own store. It's in downtown Regina on Smith Street. He's only been open, not even a month, and he can't keep donuts on the shelf. Hobo Donuts, homegrown, homemade, home success story. Jimmy Schimmel.
Unbelievable. He's a rock star.
Yeah, the guy has trademarked cool, just as a guy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Schimmel, Hobo Donuts. Go down and check him out this weekend, and you can also get him shipped as well. Follow them on Instagram at Hobo Donuts YQR. That's our business of the week. That was easy.
Very easy.
And download the MySas 411 app. It's a phone book in your phone. The face-off for Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek, it's got to go back to the CFL cap salaries discussion. And I don't know, can you guys find the comment from Wayne and Victoria? Because you said you're willing to debate that. This isn't really a fight between us two.
And the fans.
But Dupes would like to stick up for himself. Donald Mitchell says maybe the CFL is ahead of the curve of the great sports reset. Salaries and franchise values heading for a reality check. Wayne and Victoria says, I'm sorry, Dupes, but I don't agree with you on quarterbacks not coming to the CFL because of a cap on salaries. $300,000 is not to be sneezed at. And you wanted to take a swing at that one. And I'll just say this. The reason, Don, that I think you're right why the CFL is ahead of the curve on the reset is because they got no money. They don't have a choice. They have to change. The NFL's got the most money. They'll be the last to change. If you want to go by money in the bank, because all the owners are rich, but there's the NHL, then the NBA, and I would suggest the MLB. They still got a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah.
And 25 guys per roster is the same as the NHL. And then the NFL is just the kings financially. They'll be the last to change, but this can't go on forever. Your point against Wayne, if you will, on why $300,000 to a young hotshot quarterback isn't necessarily something they'd want to look at.
$300,000 is a lot of money to you, and it's a hell of a lot of money to me. But to these pro athletes, it's nothing. It's nothing. Like, literally nothing. Now, when you get to a certain point, I mean, you want to make a living playing the game of football, you'll play for free. So that I understand. Like, I do, like, I'm not saying nobody's going to come play quarterback, but if you want to have elite level quarterbacks, like Mike Kelly saying no quarterback in the CFL would have been able to start in 93 or 94.
What a comment.
Yeah. Like, the balls are on the table with Mike Kelly.
Always.
For sure. Now, I don't necessarily go along with that. A lot of talented guys in the league right now, and they're all very good. But you want to have guys coming up here. You want to grow the league. You don't do it by capping the salary in a position. That makes you seem small time.
But
you have to. Now, I mean, you can't. On the other hand, you can't get into $750,000 quarterbacks that bankrupts your team.
They're their own worst enemy.
But if we're at a point now where we have to treat the owners like children.
And we
say,
do, but
if
we
you're
do.
Gonna spend too much money, fine. We're gonna cap it. You can only make this.
Then yeah, but Darren, we do have to do that.
Yeah, I know, but that's not gonna be it's not good for the game long term. Because the
player, is what they're doing now good for the game? They've driven it right into the ground.
You're right. You're right. And I don't know what the solution is, but it's not capping the salaries on quarterbacks. It's not.
It absolutely is. And this has turned into a hell of a face-off.
It is. But, I mean, if you're going to make it Mickey Mouse like that, the players are going to just look at it like
Mickey
Mouse.
But the XFL's doing it.
Right. But at least with the XFL, you see a direct correlation to XFL playing off-season from the NFL, and it's almost like a direct feeder league. If this was the NFL Canada, let's go.
Oh,
let's cap the salaries. That seems more like a natural fit for me.
This is why Football Fridays for the next 6 months, and here's hoping there's a CFL season come June, will be so must-see because we get all our pent up for Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Instead of sprinkling a little bit each day, no, Fridays are going to be awesome. And the CFL has to stop fighting with the National Football League. What you're saying is the XFL is kind of working as a complement to the NFL. As you said, the schedule is off-season to the NFL.
Yeah.
I think they signed 19 players from the XFL to the NFL this past off-season. But the CFL continues to look at the NFL, it would appear to me, as the enemy, an enemy for merchandise selling in this country. Ticket selling. So the problem with the CFL is they do need to be held back from themselves. And that would start with a cap on salaries. And it looks, by the way, like that's where it's going, because Lynch said it. That was his scoop. He'd heard from a source close to the Rough Riders executive, they'll be capping salaries for quarterbacks beginning in 2022. Hell of a story. And hell of a show today.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And, like, that's the thing for the players. I know we're out of time, but they want to be able to get to that next level.
If I may, I had a guy DM me. A football guy, and he'd been laid off by a CFL team, and he said, Rod, how come they're reporting all these hirings and coaching staffs in the CFL, but they're not reporting who they're letting go? I said, I don't know. Not my thing. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought. The Face-Off is brought to you by the Mad Greek and Moose Jaw. Visit them for the best authentic Greek cuisine. Available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Head to themadgreekeatery.com for more information. And for the Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams. Jerseys, caps, and team apparel. They are your officially licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Built by the fans for the sports fans in this great province. I invite anybody from outside the province to come in here, too, because it's simply sensational. On Monday, big hockey show. Craig Button and Rich Sutter, two Ooh. Longtime friends of ours. Thank you, Dupes.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Stay tuned for details of the lighting of the tree. It's coming up on Game Plus TV.
While there's smoke, there's fire.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.